again, Buccaneer fans. I'm Scott Smith of Buccaneers.com, and I'm joined today by a man who certainly needs no introduction for 99% of you out there. Number 99 himself, all-time Buccaneer great Warren Sapp, and now an NFL Network analyst. Warren, it's great to see you in town. Thanks for stopping by today.
Oh, anytime, Scott.
Obviously, you know what I want to talk to you about. I've spent many months referring to on the website as future Hall of Famer Warren Sapp, but we don't have to say that anymore. You got the call the day before the Super Bowl. You're getting a bust in the Hall of Fame. I know it was a very emotional moment for you then. Now you've had about a month to let it sink in. How do you feel about it now?
Still a magic carpet ride. There's really nothing you could possibly have gone through in your life that'll prepare you for it. I mean, I thought I'd seen it all. Mm-hmm. Been on the biggest stage, won championships, lost championships, done everything. Nothing. Nothing when Shaquille O'Neal at 7'2" is bowing to you, you know, in a room full of people at a party. And you're like, what? It's unbelievable. It's Clyde Drexler, Magic Johnson. I mean, it just it never stops.
For you and your profession, it's the ultimate honor, is it not?
You know what? I've learned a couple things from Marshall and having a couple conversations with him over the last 2 years of him going in. He says a funeral. And because people say things about you as if you're dead.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, that's what he said to me. He said, people are going to say things about you as if you're dead. Mm-hmm. And then I realized it. I am burying number 99, but not me. You know what I'm saying? You bury the career of the guy because you can never change anything about it.
And absolutely.
It makes you so proud. You know that people appreciate your work. And then, you know, you see people and they start talking about your college days. And you're like, no way you were watching me then. And they're like, yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, you bring that up, you know, in that room, they obviously poured over everything about your career, everything you've done, your stats, your numbers, your accomplishments. To you, when you look back at your career, what are you most proud of? What's most memorable to you?
My championship right here in Tampa. I mean, as you drive by this building, this monstrosity, I mean, the cancer center that's beside it, one buck wasn't that big. You know what I'm saying? You look at that and you go, you know, like where we come from, and I mean, we walked in there in that orange and the icicle and, you know, the laughing, the yucks. I mean, trust me, there's nothing prouder than standing in a room full of people and they be like, he won one in Tampa. Trust me.
Yeah, I believe you. You know, obviously you have to be very, very talented to have the sort of career that would get you in the Hall of Fame, but I don't think you make it there unless you're also ultimately driven. So what motivated you during your career? You had to be driven.
Retired my mother. I mean, my mother worked 3 jobs for 36 years. I mean, you're talking about not seeing your mother except when she's waking you up to go to school. That puts a real perspective on your life that I got to do something to make it a little better for her. And once I got in, Tony Dungy gave me the vision of, you know, thinking about the Hall. Because you never think of something like that because you think, let me win a championship, get some money. You know, all the little basic stuff that keep you happy as an individual. He takes this job and he looks at me and he says, I have something for you. And he said to Brooks too. He said, you chase Jack Ham, and you got Joe Green. I'm like, what? You know, these two have...
Well, they're Hall of Famers.
They're in a pack of 6. Well, at the time, it was a pack of 4 that had at least 7 straight Pro Bowls, a Defensive Player of the Year, and a World Championship. Me and Brooks joined that list, so now it's a 6-pack. So, so that's what he set before me and Brooks. He was like, you got Joe, and you got Jack.
Yeah. Well, let's finish it right there then. Next year, Derek Brooks is going to be eligible. And you were the first-time eligible Hall of Famer in Buccaneer history, second Hall of Famer. Yeah,
Leroy won first ballot?
Wasn't first time, obviously.
Oh,
well, worth it, but didn't get in.
I didn't know.
First
ballot. Well, I mean, that's what they were asking. I'm like, I don't know.
Well, I'm sure, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I imagine it's an honor to join Leroy Selman and talk about that. And also, do you think Derek Brooks will be joining you next year?
Come on, man. There's a couple more Bucks going. Tony Dungy's going with him, too, and he wore Buck colors, too. So I don't know where he'll probably go in because he has his championship there. But he started here with us in the grind and the dirt. And I still remember that 1998 drive to Jacksonville. No, it was 96.
On the bus?
On the bus, 96. Mm-hmm. 96, we got on the bus and drove up that day. See, you talking about like you had them 2 practices. He might have rode on the bus. He didn't have 2 practices in between
point.
The bus ride.
That's a very good
that,
point.
And I remember looking at him, and I'm like, what are you doing? And he said, I want to see who's committed. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, yeah. I said, this is real. I mean, because once somebody does something like that, you draw the line in the sand. And it says, I'm going to be consistent about what we do every day. Mm-hmm. And I love that about him. And Brooks was the same way. I mean, I remember me and him sitting beside each other in the room like, I said, you went to Florida State. I went to Miami. I lost 5 games in the last 4 years. How many did you lose? I think he said like 7. I'm like, that's it. I said, we don't have enough losses to even think about anything other than winning. I said, we got to do this, and we got to lead it. And then Hardy left us in 99, and it was just me, Brooks, and Lynch then, and let's go.
Yeah, and the rest is history.
Hey,
and it's still making history.
Let's go.
And we're all looking forward to the next step in that next this summer when you're up there in Canton. And you would give what's probably going to be a very entertaining acceptance speech. But again, thanks.
Probably a lot of tearful.
Yeah, again.
Yeah, Chris Carter's going to start the crying, and I'm going to finish it.
Well, at least thank you very much for coming by today and talking to the Hall of Fame about us. Again, on behalf of everybody here at One Buck and the Bucks fans, congratulations on the ultimate honor.
Hey, I tell you what, and on behalf of number 99 in your program, number you want in your heart, I want to thank you, Tampa Bay fans, for everything you've done for me all those years when quarterbacks couldn't hit on third down and their team was going down. Thank you.